Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hey, everybody. We're here on Berg Vivant. I'm Mike Bazzelli. This is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we are here to talk about A Winter's Tale. Oh, look, it's a lovely. The program's lovely.
This is what I got in the mail.
Oh, okay.
And this is the program.
They're both lovely.
But let's not waste time talking about that, because this show was phenomenal. It was an event.
It's an event.
And tell me the word you used the other night. I don't want to steal your word.
Oh, it's just magical. I thought it was magical. Costume design, projection design, every element. It was magical.
It was.
You feel. Here's the thing about Quantum. Carla Booth, who leads Quantum,
and she was a
director,
co-creator for this,
right?
Which was a world premiere Baroque opera. World premiere.
World premiere Baroque opera. It is an opera, so you do have to know that going in. It is not the regular sort of Quantum sort of show.
However,
You
don't even have to like opera to appreciate and enjoy this, because it was just a visual
feast.
Masterpiece, a feast for the eyes.
Yes.
Anywhere from the award-winning costumes by Susan Sue that you mentioned.
Oh, yes,
The
Sue.
Set design by Tony Ferrari was amazing. And the dancers that were almost
from
on the
Attack
stage.
Theater.
Yes. And Michelle De La Reza and Peter Cope did the choreography for these wonderful dancers who were always on the stage, and their dances were representing the emotions of what was happening on the stage so beautifully, and they were sensual, graceful,
but also whimsical.
There were
a lot of whimsical moments with the dancing, which I really liked, because it gave me that feeling of like being in the old Globe Theater, in Shakespeare's time.
There?
Yes, I was. I was there. Back when I was a kid.
You're that much older than I am.
No, but it gave me that feeling of like, you had something for everyone. There's like the playfulness of the dancers while the drama of the show is going on.
Almost at times, and I mean this in a complimentary way, like a three-ring circus, because I found a couple times I was watching things and I just pointed for you, look at this.
Yeah,
look
it's perfect for the ADD
so
audience.
Going
they're
on.
Like, oh, I'll just look over here for a minute. Yeah.
Everywhere.
No, there was a lot. It's a lot going on. Very tremendously well done. Like you said, the costume,
the costumes were just magnificently extravagant. And
magnificently extravagant. Oh, cheers
yes,
to that, baby.
Absolutely.
That's a good one.
I was thinking this whole production is really splendid. It's so full of so many surprises. A lot.
Theatrical
excitement, very exciting,
and an experience, and all of Carla's shows. That's what I was getting to. All of Quantum's shows, rather, are an experience. You don't just see something; you feel it. You are immersed in it, and
they're all so different from one another, which is what makes it really wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is about as far different from the last show as I can imagine.
Yes.
And
we should mention the venue, too.
Oh, the venue was beautiful.
The Union Trust Building.
With
a big, beautiful domed ceiling.
Yeah.
And the lovely auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
It was very elegant.
Elegant. is also a good word too. Cheers to that too.
Yikes. Control yourself. And
electrocute us. Yeah. Oh, performances though. Rebecca Belzig was Perdita.
Perdita.
Which is the lead female romantic role. Excellently done. The women in this, they were all fantastic.
Well, if you read the bios of these people, they're people that are award winners from all over the world. The orchestra was phenomenal.
That's right, because this wasn't just a Quantum show. This was Chad and Baroque
collaboration,
DAC Theater collaborating with Quantum. So a lot of great people involved. Bringing a superior product. I think it's another must see for Pittsburgh. I think it's one of those shows. If you like opera,
I'm telling you, you don't have to like opera to like this show.
And there's a weird thing about one minor criticism, and I'm criticizing William Shakespeare. So yikes! So this is on thin ice. A Winter's Tale is a kind of a very disjointed tale. The first act is much different than the second act.
Mm-hmm. Many years later.
Right. And it works as a very cohesive piece, though. I want to mention Autoclus, the gentleman that played Autoclus. Let me just quickly, sorry.
Inside the front cover.
Inside the front cover, yes. Andre Nemzer. Excellent singing voice. Hilarious. Doesn't show up till the second act, so he plays like a rogue, brings the sort of story together. It's a fun part. He's very funny in it.
Yes.
The cast was all tremendous.
They definitely were. That's what I said. These people were from all over the country and the world, and just wonderful.
And they're all here in Pittsburgh, and you should go out and see them. I highly recommend. Four thumbs up.
It runs through October 3rd.
Oh, so they have plenty of time.
We mentioned the set was amazing, but we didn't say it was Tony Ferreri.
Good job.
Well, we're both so excited because it was so marvelous. Yeah. It was.
I had champagne after the show too, so I was. But no.
Mr. Drinker.
It was a fun show.
Yes, and we were going to mention the projection design by Joseph Siemens, because that was...
That's what lent it to a magical element.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And used so effectively in so many different ways at so many
times. Let's not spoil it, sweetie.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Not spoiling.
No, that projection design was probably one of my most favorite elements of the show.
But this production, I think, I could see, even though I know everything about it from having seen it, I could see it over and over. Knowing what's coming,
give these people a chance. Give these people a chance. Go see. Go out and see this show.
I bet
A Winter's Tale.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.